Hi there. The word for you today is on seeing people's needs. In Genesis 40, verse 6, we read, Joseph saw that they were sad. Sometimes you can tell by the look on somebody's face what they're going through. The Bible says Joseph looked at them and saw that they were sad. Even though he himself was unjustly imprisoned, he found fulfillment in helping two other prisoners. Would it have been easier just to focus on his own problems? Yes, but it's self-defeating. Henry Drummond wrote, and I quote, "As you look back in your life, the moments that stand out are always the ones when you did things for others." Joseph realized he wasn't the only one hurting, so he did what Jesus always did. Treated those around him with compassion. How about you? Do you take time to try and understand what people are going through? Are you self-absorbed or concerned about others who are hurting, especially when you've got nothing to gain by it? Encouragement is like a shot of adrenaline. It can lift a person and put them back on their feet again. Writer René Bazin said, and I quote, "A remedy for the evils of our time is the gift of yourself to those who've fallen so low that even hope fails them. Will those you give to always give back? No, but God will. That's what counts." When the royal butler was released from prison, he forgot that Joseph had interpreted his dream, introduced him to the king, where he obtained favor. He forgot the whole promise he made to speak to Pharaoh on Joseph's behalf, but God didn't forget. Joseph's best days were ahead. Think of his rise in Egypt, his service to a nation, his impact as a leader, and the joy of reconciling with his own family again. He bottom lines it, Genesis 50, verse 20, "God turned into good what others meant for evil." So, come on, start seeing the needs of those around you.